This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8:13 now on this Friday morning, May 30th. Nice morning, 40% chance for showers this afternoon. Then it turns nice for the weekend. A rare cooler front, if you will. Highs are going to be between 85 and 90. And the humidity is supposed to be lower. I'm skeptical of any cool front that comes in on May 30th. I hope it's nice. We'll have to see. I certainly hope there's no additional power outage like we had on Sunday that surprised everybody. And quite frankly, freaked me out because I thought it was I was cutting grass. And then I went inside and realized that the power was out when I went to close the garage door. And then as I drove around after taking a quick shower, I realized that the power outage extended. And I realized I'd seen one too many apocalyptic movies because I thought this was the big one. Thankfully, it wasn't, but who knows what could happen next time. Logan Burke joins us now, Executive Director of the Alliance for Affordable Energy. Good morning, Logan. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. How does one become the Executive Director of the Alliance for Affordable Energy? And I'm not trying to pry into your business, but everybody has a story, and I always look at it from the human aspect, and I can't believe that when you were 7 years old, you told your parents, you know what I want to be? I want to be the executive director of the Alliance for Affordable Energy. We all go on a journey that leads us to different places, right?
That is absolutely true. But I'll tell you what led me to wanting to do this work. There are a lot of problems that we've got in our beautiful state, and a lot of them come down to, can people continue to live here? Mm. Can people pay their bills? Can people, stay comfortable and safe in their homes? And a lot of that comes down to energy. So I am looking for solutions, and that's what the Alliance is all about.
What was there something you wanted to be when you were 7? I'm just curious.
I was into art at the time.
Okay.
I wanted to, make things, and now I'm interested in making the world a little bit better.
I thought I was going to have this growth spurt and wind up playing NFL football, but I'm still 5-0 and 100-0, so I don't think that's going to happen. Let's talk about what happened on Sunday, because, I saw a lot of businesses that closed because of the outage and stayed closed after that. Everybody went home. I got to believe this cost a lot of people a lot of money, and it's easy to say, blame game, but I think sometimes responsibility has been morphed into playing the blame game. Somebody is responsible or has to be responsible for what happened on Sunday. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree. And I think who is responsible is going to come down to details and facts that I think a lot of us don't actually even know yet. Mm-hmm. What we do know from looking at the available public information so far is that there was enough power to be had. There was a lot of power available in Northeast Louisiana and in Mississippi, even not too far away from us. It just couldn't get to us.
But I thought I talked to somebody who told me that was because, and it helped me out, so I hurt myself here using a wrong term, Logan, but something about the transmission lines weren't strong enough to bring the power or heavy enough to bring the power. Am I misquoting that?
You're getting real close to it. Okay. In fact, it was a problem of transmission. If you think about transmission as our highways, we simply didn't have enough highways to bring the power from Mississippi and Northeast Louisiana, where it was available, down to us down here at the end of the line. And this is something that we have been urging both the Louisiana Public Service Commission, the New Orleans City Council, and Entergy to address for years. We know that our transmission system is not set up to make sure that we can get the cheapest power at any given time. And when it gets down to it, sometimes it means we can't even get the power at all. And this is just the second example of something like this happening in a month. As a matter of fact, something similar to this happened up in northwest Louisiana in SWEPCO territory just a month ago in April.
In what territory?
In SWEPCO. That's the utility that serves the Shreveport-Bossier area.
I thought it was a city I'd never heard of. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. SWEPCO is one of the three large investor-owned utilities in our state, along with Entergy and CLECO. But SWEPCO is in a different regional transmission organization. It's in the Southwest Power Pool. But the fact of the matter is, in both SWEPCO territory, Entergy territory, and CLECO territory, without having the appropriate amount of transmission lines to move power around, it means that, unfortunately, we can't get it when we need it sometimes.
So I write a check to Entergy, Louisiana, every month,
yep.
right? Other people write
yep.
checks to CLECO, to Entergy New Orleans, to SWEPCO. Is that what you said? SWEPCO,
that's right.
Other utility mm-hmm. companies. So let me take a break. We come back, and I try to think in a linear manner, Logan, and this is just driving me crazy because I don't know who does what or who's responsible for what. It reminds me a little bit of the New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board structural issues where everybody has a say, but nobody's responsible when things go bad, and that's what it seems like to me because, for example, when it comes to transmission lines, whose responsibility is it to build those? And I understand that utility companies operate on a fixed rate of return or a guaranteed profit. So if that's the case, in exchange for being a monopoly, who pays for these transmission lines? And where does that count into their guaranteed rate of return or profit? And does that mean that the ratepayers ultimately have to pay for the transmission lines or not? I don't know. Maybe you can sort it out for us. Logan Burke, executive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Director of the Alliance for Affordable Energy. If y'all have any questions or comments, the Oakenheart Jeweler Talk text line's open, 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. When we come back. Please don't ever text and drive. 820 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I know our memories are short, but it was Sunday afternoon when the power went out, and Logan Burke is our guest executive director of the Alliance for Affordable Energy. Logan, as I began, you know, to drive around, and maybe I have seen one too many apocalyptic movies, but I thought, you know what? Maybe this is the big one. How concerned are you about, because I can see it both ways. I can see redundancy where you got to be able to have a grid and transfer power mm-hmm. from one to the other, which brings us to transmission lines, which we'll get back to in mm-hmm. a second. But I can also understand the adage of putting all your eggs in one basket. And if you shut one thing down, then the whole thing is shut down. How do you find a balance there? And how concerned are you that eventually something's going to be hacked and the whole thing goes down?
Oh, goodness. That is a scary proposition.
It is. I was freaking out on Sunday. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, that's a good question. And fortunately, that's why we have regulators like the Louisiana Public Service Commission and the New Orleans City Council. But I also wanted to answer your question from before we went on a break who is responsible.
Absolutely.
Do you mind if I touch on that?
No, I wish you would before we run out of time.
All right. Okay, super. So the question about who is responsible, when it comes to who is responsible to operate the system and make sure that it is reliable, that it stays up and running, that basically the system doesn't cause a breakdown, taking out a lot more customers, the operator is MISO. But who builds and owns the system? That is Entergy. Who pays for the system? That's all of us. That's all the ratepayers, anybody who pays a utility bill. But who approves the investments, whether it's in transmission or generation or other programs to reduce energy demand? Those are the regulators. Mm-hmm. In the end, the folks who are a really important piece of this puzzle are the Louisiana Public Service Commission and the New Orleans City Council. And I want to just remind everybody who's listening that those are elected seats. As a matter of fact, the City Council, as you probably know, those are up for election mm-hmm. this fall. And two of the five public service commissioners are up for election, or commission seats are up next fall. And so it's really important for us to understand the role that these regulators have in making sure that the investments that are made are there for us, and that there are standards and rules related to things like reliability and resilience.
All right, so let me go back a second. We talked about transmission lines, not enough power from Northeast Louisiana and Mississippi, but then we talked about CLECO and Entergy New Orleans and all the different power companies throughout the state. So
yep.
Those transmission lines that were not there to provide enough highways, if you will, for the power to come in, that would be up to mm-hmm. whom to build? Entergy or Louisiana Entergy?
Yes, that would be up to Entergy Louisiana and potentially CLECO, depending on where those lines are or could be. This is why it's so important that one of the roles that MISO also plays is in supporting coordinated transmission planning. This is something that we've been urging our regulators down here to work with MISO on, to do better cooperative planning so that we have the highways, whether they go through Entergy territory in Louisiana or into New Orleans or it's CLECO. But in the end, it's those utilities that own and build those investments, but it comes down to the regulators to allow those investments to happen, to direct them to happen.
All right, here's a concern that I had that I think a lot of people did when it happened. It's Memorial Day weekend, beginning of summer. You know, I know Devontae Lewis talked about the forecast, but I lived here mm-hmm. all my life. I can tell you it's going to be hot and humid on Memorial Day weekend. We're just going
yes,
in
sir.
The summer here. You don't build transmission lines overnight. How concerned are
no.
you that this is the new normal? And are you concerned this is going to happen throughout the summer?
I'll tell you why I'm not terribly concerned about this summer, mm-hmm. Although that's not to say that I'm not worried that we aren't building the system that we need. The reason I'm less concerned about this summer is in the summertime and in the wintertime, all of the generation that we have available to us is up and running, or it is available in relatively short order. This part of the season, which is what we call the shoulder season, right, the spring and the fall, when people aren't using as much energy, that's when they take some of those power plants down for maintenance, when they take some of those transmission lines down for maintenance. What we don't know is what all was down. We don't know what was forced out. We do know that some power plants and some things were forced off the system because basically to protect them in the end. But the thing that makes me feel more confident about the summertime is that more of and all of our available generation in the region will be ready and ready to go if it isn't already generating. So that puts us in a better position. However, I do worry that we aren't planning for these kinds of situations in a timely manner. And to your point, neither generation nor transmission can be built overnight. And that means that we need to be thinking about, in the shorter term, how do we make sure we've got, whether it's load reduction where customers are, or even things that we can deploy more quickly like batteries to manage that demand where people are.
And Logan, we're out of time. I hope you come back because this is very complicated stuff and important stuff. We'll take a break, come back, talk LSU baseball and more right now. Time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.